This is the O Shift podcast series with bestselling author Jennifer Powers and Mark Tucker, brought to you by our friends at National MI University.
This is the O Shift podcast series with Mark Tucker
and Jennifer Powers.
Well, hello to everybody and all the listeners out there. This is our inaugural episode.
Yes, it is. Ayo. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. Well,
good. Give a hearty AO if you are too. Hey, listen. So, okay, Jen, for this first episode, yeah. I think we should tell people who we are. I mean, just to kind of introduce what the show's about.
And, right.
You know, I mean, of course, we've been podcasting for many years now.
Yeah, it's our favorite thing to do.
Yeah, and we've had an audio blog for a long time now, but we wanted to do a special series.
Just for you.
Just for you.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, you start. You tell them about me.
Okay. Oh, where do I start? Jennifer Powers. What an amazing personality. I met Jennifer many years ago. She is an international speaker. She's spoken to over 250,000 people. And
bam.
And going, including you now. And she is also a best-selling author of the book, O Shift, which is where this all comes from. She's also, just so you know, ICF Master Certified Coach, so she has a lot going on in the coaching world, and she's a wonderful wife. I should know. She's my wife.
Thank you. And that's the best role of all.
That is the best role. And I read her book shortly after we started dating, which was probably a good move on my part.
Mm-hmm.
And fantastic book. We've of course expanded it. She does a keynote based on the book. Workshops and different things, and of course, this the concepts that you'll hear in this podcast are around that best-selling book, and of course, there's a workshop kit which is being used by facilitators all over the world to bring these same concepts that we'll point out in this show as well.
Nice,
you like that?
Yeah, thank you.
A lot of pressure there.
Okay, so Mark Tucker is not only my brilliant husband, but he is also my partner in business. He is the CEO of Powerhouse Inc., and he started with me in this business as my co-author because he's an award-winning veteran high school teacher way back when, and he helped me write O Shift for Teens. Could not have done it without him. He is now not only my husband, co-author, but he is also my podcast partner.
Nice.
And manager of all things that are good in this business. So I feel very lucky to be on the mic with you good. And in this life with you.
Nice. That was like reciting our vows. I mean, all of a sudden, all the pressure. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to totally blow it. Glad we're through that. Now, of course, this podcast series is really to expand upon.
Yeah.
The idea is, in honey, your book, O Shift, of course, very popular, but shall I sort of break down some of those key?
Yeah. We extracted some when we created, because you also helped me create the O Shift workshop kit, which
right.
entrepreneurs across the world and business professionals are using to teach these concepts. We broke it down. We extracted 6 very powerful concepts.
Okay.
And a bonus one.
Okay.
So why don't you tell them what they are?
Well, self-awareness, which we'll be talking about today. Words, the power of words, reactions, change, flow, personal power, and then a wild card, which allows us a little bit of flexibility to extrapolate some ideas.
Right. It's exciting. So today we're going to talk about self-awareness. And the power of it in one's life.
Okay, and how it can help us make positive changes in our lives.
Yeah, like the value of it. I think, this is a good introduction. We'll be talking about other elements of self-awareness in the future.
Sure.
But this is just a basic, foundational.
And why would you say we would start with self-awareness? And why do you start with self-awareness with all of this kind of work?
Good question. Well, as a coach, coaches, what a lot of people don't realize is we don't tell people what to do. We actually ask questions. And when we're asking questions, we're helping the people we're coaching understand who they are and why they tick the way they do and how they show up in the world. We help people understand the stories that they tell themselves, the fears that they have, the limiting beliefs. And so by talking about self-awareness through this O Shift modality, I'm helping people understand who they are.
Yeah.
I always say, and I say it in the book, you can't fine-tune your clock until you know what makes it tick.
Nice. We're doing accents too.
Yeah. So I help people understand themselves better. And that's what self-awareness is.
Right. No, I think, you know, and I'm sure that the folks that are listening, I mean, you stand in various camps about how self-aware you are.
For
and,
sure.
And I could think about a time in my life that I wasn't very self-aware. I didn't necessarily know about it. You, on the other hand, of course, getting into this business, you've always been a pretty self-aware, at least introspective type person.
Yeah, almost to an obsessive compulsive degree at times. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a tipping point for everything,
sure.
right? When we're constantly analyzing and self-reflecting.
Sure.
I just want to bring people to the place where they can, you know, sustain it and benefit from it, but certainly not become obsessed.
Well,
with
you
it.
Can get to the point where you're flogging yourself.
Yes.
I mean, it's, and I think that folks, that as you listen, you'll find that, you know, this is really about sort of not doing that, not going to that point where this isn't about self-awareness in a way that you are constantly judging yourself and
right.
trying to measure up to some standard that you just will never measure up to. It's nothing like that. That's not the point. And in ways, just the opposite. It's about learning to accept yourself the way you are, where you are at.
Right. First, observing yourself, mm-hmm. learning yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to learn and observe before you can even accept, right? So I want to really emphasize the value of just studying, being a student of yourself.
Right.
That's really what self-awareness is. Yeah. And then instead of going, oh, what an idiot, you're saying, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know I had that belief, or I didn't know that was my challenge, or I didn't know I was afraid of that.
Yeah.
Right? Just go, that's the healthy approach to self-awareness. Not to mention, if I can get on my soapbox just a second, not to mention people in the self-help world, they skip this part.
Yeah.
They just go, do this, be better, be stronger, be richer, be thinner, right? But they don't help you understand. Most don't help you understand the things that are keeping you from being
right.
rich or being tall, you know,
yeah.
being taller.
Being taller. Being taller.
Get on the stretch machine.
I like to read that book.
Classic. They don't tell you how to identify the limiting beliefs or obstacles that
sure.
are getting in the way.
Well, there's nothing, no time in your life that you'll feel more guilty, more
yeah.
awful than trying to measure up to something that you're not ready to measure up to, a change that you're not ready to make.
Or able.
Yeah.
Just because you don't know what has been injected into your brain
right.
or what your childhood experience has been that's
right.
caused you to be this. And I'm not talking like therapy. I'm just talking like take a little peek in the rear view mirror
right.
just to see like what is up with that.
Right.
You know, question.
Yeah.
Be curious.
Yeah. And you know, when I think about this and of course what we're talking about today is, can self-awareness help us make positive changes?
Right.
Where I found it to be able to do that is when I could sort of stop in the moment when I'm at my worst or having a tendency that I see as a repeating pattern.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like a negative reaction, for example,
mm-hmm.
where I see, and we see this, of course, in our marriage, and like when I'm doing something that may, when I analyze it, seem irrational. In the moment, it doesn't seem irrational. I just go there. I do
right.
that. But when I analyze it, it's like, maybe that's not a healthy way for me to be.
Right.
That if I can, and I'm not saying it's easy, but when I can go and try to reflect back, what's that about? Where does that come from?
Yeah.
And I'm saying it's a process. But when I could do that, then I can start to make changes about some of those I'll go with the word destructive behaviors,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, or not.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you look back and you go, oh, that was something I got from so-and-so, or I learned that from so-and-so. And now I know, I'm good.
Yeah.
I want to keep it.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Now you're more equipped to say, wait a minute, that was my mother's story.
Yeah.
Or that was a story I learned in grade school from
right.
so-and-so, or that's the way so-and-so did it. I don't need to do it that way
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of like understanding the root,
yeah.
right? And therefore you can pull it out.
Yeah.
You can identify the weed, if you will,
right?
Right, and yank it
yep.
and plant something new.
Yeah.
How do you like that analogy?
Oh, nice.
Bam. Yeah, and that is a beautiful thing about self-awareness. And you don't, of course, you can get a coach or a counselor to help you excavate these things. But in O Shift, there are tools, right? Especially in the modules, in the module of self-awareness, people are just amazed at the things that they uncover that they were not privy to, that create their current reality or their current practices or current habits.
Right.
And then when they realize where they came from and that they have the power to change that up, it's amazing.
So you might be listening to this, like I said, anywhere on this spectrum from the point where I used to be, which is like, what are you talking about? No, there's nothing that I need to change. I'm like, whatever, you know, and like cross your fingers that that's all going to work out. Or maybe you're on the other end where Jen was and being like, you know, I want tools right away. We're here to help you get to where you can, if you want to make some changes, to just help you do it in a way that's healthy.
Yeah, and here's a, here's something you could do, something very easily folks can do.
Thank you.
When you are struggling with an issue or a practice or a habit, there is something that you know you could be doing better or differently. Ask yourself this question. What is the story I tell myself about, and then blank, right? What is the story I tell myself? That's not a question you've ever asked yourself, but I'm challenging you to do that. When you can sit down and talk that out with someone or write it out or just think it out, you might become privy to information that can help you choose differently,
right?
There was a woman that I was coaching when she said to me she wanted to work on time management and asked me if I could help her through coaching find some more time management skills. So I asked her a similar question. I said, when time management, when you think of time management, what comes up for you? What is the feeling? She says, I hate it. I think of prison. And I said, oh, that's interesting. So you want to be managing your time better, but the thought, the mere thought of managing your time brings up feelings of hate, right? That incongruence was eye-opening for her, because what she realized, and I'll just fast forward to the end of the session, what she realized was she never wanted to put any restrictions on her time at all. So she could stop beating herself up for not being a good time manager and honor herself for just wanting to have that freedom.
So you went to the root, back to the plant.
It's a belief system that we have that keeps us from being quote unquote our best selves. Her best self was being more liberal with her timing.
I love it. I love that. Great example.
So what's the story you tell yourself about fill in blank and see what happens?
Okay. And that's of course just the start. You can sort of let that just dangle in your mind. But we'll get into these kinds of things deeper and in different ways. I'm excited to be here and excited to go on this journey with all of you.
Yeah. Buckle up, people. And in the meantime, don't forget to love yourself.
Thanks again to our friends at National MI for sponsoring today's topic. If you're interested in learning more about National MI's mortgage insurance products and services and the webinars and courses they offer, please visit nationalmi.com/MIU. Also, to find out more about OSHIFT and how you can get international speaker Jennifer Powers to keynote at your next event, visit OSHIFT.com. We hope you join us again.